אמר רבי דמרח, המויצי חומץ בבייסוי, ביומטף. How did that happen? He did בדיקה. He did בדיקה in there. What's going on? המויצי חומץ בבייסוי, ביומטף. All of the above and below. The pshat is azoy. It's either talking about that people aren't malachim and the chametz that he found on Yontif was actually there since the beginning and it was there from before Yontif. And therefore, assuming he's normal and he said kol chamira and did bittul, so then the sugi is going that he did do bittul on this chametz, which we're going to talk about, because it's crucial in the sugi. Are we talking about chametz that already bittul was done and therefore only doing it with the rabbanon, or, but I'm interrupting myself one second, or no, in fact, this is new chametz. There was a bag of flour that water fell on and accidentally with yeast, something. It's, you can tell it's new chametz. It's chametz that he didn't do bittul. Not because he's a poyer that he didn't do bittul. It's new chametz. I mean, if you want, it could also be a case when the person didn't do kol chamira. Yeah, I don't know. Bal tshuva. And cholamoyti became bal tshuva. I don't know. But again, he found chametz. Akasha, how it happened. A crucial ikker, nekuda in the sugi, we're going to see this, but like as we're showing him, is are we talking about that he already did bittul? And as such, ever since that base, we know that the emes, you can invite your friend, I'll call him out, it's in the afternoon, and he have chametz all over, and he says, what's going on? He says, what do you mean? I did bittul. And yes, there's such a shita that bittul midrash is enough, but we know that avada midrabona bittul is not enough, because there's a machlait, there's rashi and toisus on beizim and aleph, either because there's a flaw in bittul. You won't do it, B'lev Shalom, you're going to forget, you're going to change your mind. And even if you didn't forget and you didn't change your mind, and you didn't do it with a flaw, but Chazal said there's a better way to do it. Or, like Tysus, we were worried about Shemi Abil Achlai. And because of that, this is the Rabbana Dekadid. Is that what's going on, or are we dealing with a Deraisa? Now, what does the Gemara say you do? You cover it with a Kli. And the reason you're covering with a Kli is Shalom Yabil Achlai. And the emissary Rabbeinu David says, oh, it's a riot, the Tysus on the base that we're worried about Shemi Abil Achlai. According to Rashi, we were never hung up about Shemi Abil Achlai. Rabbeinu David asked the Kasha. And the Torah says, yeah, Rashi didn't want to say that the need to do bedika and beer is because of Shemi Abil Achlai. But Avada, when this chametz here on Yontif, Shemi Abil Achlai, Avada, Chazal, resource say, okay, cover it with a Kli, good idea. Now, you're covering it with a Kli until Maitzi Yontif, assuming in Eretz Yisrael, Yontif is one day. We can talk about what's with Yontif Sheni, Big Balagan. But let's assume when Yontif is one day, let's assume it's the first day of Yontif. You could also talk about Shvi'i Pesach, talk about Shabbos Chalamoid, but let's talk about the first day of Yontif. It's the first day of Yontif. There's another few hours until Maitzi Yontif. Avada, once it becomes Maitzi Yontif, a few hours later, what are you going to do? First day Yontif, Chalamoid now. What are you going to do with the chametz? You're going to take it out of your house and burn it. What? You're going to take it out of your house and you're going to burn it. But on Yontif, you can't do that. Why can't you do that on Yontif? There's actually quite a few problems. Hello, Zadin. It's apologetic. So, what's the issues why you can't do it on Yontif and you're seemingly just covering it with a Kli, biding your time for the next few hours? Until Maitzi Yontif? You're not going to make a fire in Yontif? Okay, crumble it up. Maybe Meleches Teichen. Carry it out of your house. Maybe Muktza. There's a lot of halachic issues. Now, what? Chol HaMoed is a free-for-all? No. Albert, let's assume that on Chol HaMoed, I mean, as far as doing Meleches, there isn't a similar on Chol HaMoed as well. It's not just the Hefkevel, but let's assume that Avada, the minute it's Maitzi Yontif, all is going to be in. You could pick it up. There's no muksa. Take it out of your house and burn it. And no questions asked. But on Yontif, you're confronting muksa, iser toichen, haitzah mershus l'rishos, havara. Don't do that. So, but Shem Yavil Achlai. So you cover it with a kli. Zok Rashi, koifa lemes akli, the haloichazi l'taltule, it's muksa. The loichazi l'taltule, it's muksa, ula apuke, and to take it out of your house, you can't do that. excuse me, and what would be the grace like if you could take it out of your house? Let's say you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Rashi's saying, yeah, but it's muksa, you can't even take it out of your house. What would be the greisig lick of taking it out of your house?
Yesterday's
sugya. Oh, so I was all excited. It's a raya and l'shitasoy from yesterday's sugya that maybe Rashi holds like the ga'inim. Rav Nochem was medayik and the Rashi enough chavches that the reason you crumble it up is only so someone else shouldn't eat it. But technically, it's enough to remove it from your house. That would be a wow, a Rashi, that there would be a te'elis in taking it out of your house. If Rashi, no, but it's muksa, you can't take it out of your house. There's no raya from Rashi. Rashi is saying, I mean, you can talk about it. Rashi is saying, why are you covering it with a kli? Wouldn't taking it out of your house be a better solution for that? Maybe that's what Rashi means. If it's muksa, you can't get it out of your house, because getting it out of your house would certainly be a high-end par, better option for the Shema Yavila Achlai thingy. But maybe if Bechlal has no bearings on that you're not at the Baal Yerah yet. A way out from this Diyak and Rashi about why you would take it out. Parenthetical, not so parenthetically, interruption, important, nekuda. But again, Rashi says, it's muksa, and you can't touch it, you can't move it, you can't take it out of the house. Again, I'll interrupt. What would be the glick of taking it out of the house? Either yesterday, sugya, that when chametz is not in your house, there's no bal yira, or at least you diminish the shema yavila achloi thingy. But so Rashi, you can't do that. Zok Rashi, umihu, major var, bibal yira, layavar. Zok Rashi, don't be worried about it, the rice of the kapal yira. The habatle belibay measmal. This is not new chametz that just became this chametz an hour ago. This is for some reason chametz that you botched up on your bedika and it's been there ever since. And the kol chamira as a from your ego, you did. Kedamina la come on. Haboidek. No. Haboidek. Sorep sheyivatel belibay. Elamishim shema yishkaf viyachlenu tzarach visli. And now, b'siyata nishmaya. We're going to start. Rashi is mavur and makes an announcement. If the sugya would be dealing with a d'oraisa de kabal yirah, that from 10 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon, or whenever you found that chametz is under the kli, and you're looking at the clock and you're saying, oi, what's with my d'oraisa de kabal yirah? How many bal yirahs you ever, if it's from 10 a.m. until a lot? Yeah, every second. Every second. Kol rega v'rega. Zok Rashi, you think that this option that you cover with the kli, it's dealing with a derabbanon. You already did bittul, and in kala kavod that there's still a derabbanon the kafin. For that, hey, this is going to make a fire, and there's muksa, and there's all kind of problems. Just cover it with a kli for the next few hours. Upper, if you would be dealing with a doyraisa, I need help now. Then avada, you would
take it out of your house.
Just take it out of the house?
That's more Rashi told us so far.
Oppa, but what would you do? So it's a far away machlekes rishonim. What would you do? What would you do if you were dealing with a dairaisa, the kabal yirah? Maybe all you would do is forego the muksa and take it out of the house. Maybe you would have to take it out of the house and burn it. Maybe you would burn it in your house. That would avoid muksa, maybe. Maybe then chatzi would give it to a dog or tell a guy to get rid of it. Or do pir v'zayir l'ruach and not be worried about toichen. I can make more for the list, but the point again is, there's something going on that Rashi is staging that we're not dealing with a d'oraisa, because if you're dealing with a d'oraisa, you know what, suffice it be, you wouldn't be kaif all of a sakli. Other things would be going into motion. Removal from the house, burning, both, destruction various ways, getting a goy chutz to do with something. This is a d'oraisa, the kabal yirah pressing on you. So Rashi, we're dealing only with a derabbanon. We're dealing only with a derabbanon, then there's no solution. Not even getting it out of the house. Why would getting it out of the house be it? It's a solution? Machlaikis. I did that already. Toises and soups, what? What if you found it on Shabbos? I'm going to get to that. What if you found it on Shabbos? Excellent point. More than excellent. If derice, let's make it dramatic. This derice is value raw. What do you do on Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? I don't think you're going to burn it. What do you do on Shabbos?
If you didn't do it.
If you did it on the derice, yeah, that's what he's asking. It's an excellent child if we get to it. There are many other shitas in the sugya, though. There's a fascinating mechudesh shita in Taisin's Superstaff Zion. He says that the truth is, you're really allowed to burn this chametz. You're allowed to burn the chametz. Mitoich, on Yontif, and not on Shabbos. And again, you could ditto what would be on Shabbos. But he says, on Yontif, you would have had to burn the chametz. And Taisin's Mefurah says, are you kidding? He says, even if you were only dealing with a derabbanon, let's say bittul was done, only dealing with a derabanan. You would still burn it. Because mitoich. I, mitoich is not a hefkervelt, and you don't stam as a pyromanically make fires on things on yontif. Any soirich gets you on par for mitoich. And a derabanan dikka, iser of bal yiro, would also let you burn it. So Taisus, avada, we would let you burn it. That would never be the issue. We would let you burn it even if you did bittel. Even if you did bittel, and we're dealing with a derabanan, we would let you burn it. So why don't we let you burn it? Fascinating, Taisus. Because it's muktzah. Because it's muktzah. Long live muktzah. Muktzah is a derabanan, but we want to upgrade muktzah. We don't play with muktzah. Bein the Shabbos, bein the yontif. And Taisus Mefer says, even if we're dealing with a doiraisa, you did not do bittul. Either you're a poyer who didn't say kol chamira, or this is new chametz that was created on the first day of Yom Tov.
So why is the person chayv?
What?
The rabbon don't have, not allowed to take care of this. So why is he chayv?
I didn't say he was chayv. Someone said he was chayv. I said that even though it's the first day of Yom Tov and there's bal yirah every second, and he's covering it with a kli, and he's watching it under the kli there, realizing that every second he's being yoke bal yirah, and muktzah is telling him not to do it. Now, yeah, if Chazal, excellent, Yaakov, if Chazal are telling him not to do it, I don't know if he's going to get Malkus here, but the balance that Muktzah overrides the Raisa. Yeah, Adram. No, please. I didn't think otherwise. I want to know what's the... According to Teshin Shubis, yeah? No, no, please. Please, I don't have that much more to say. I need to fill in. Okay, Bald. According to Tyson Subis, I want to extreme polarize what's going on in Tysus. According to Tysus, if there wouldn't be a din of muksa, he would let you burn it, even if you were only dealing with a derabbanon. But now that there's a problem of muksa, he doesn't let you touch it, even if you're dealing with a doiraisa. Oh, and now I have a Moirat Gazach. According to Tyson, we let you burn it off me Tyson. Earlier on Hayami Beis, Rabbi Kiva dramatically proved that Tashbisu starts from Chatzois, nostalgia. Hopefully, not traumatic. Rabbi Kiva on Hayami Beis proved that Tashbisu has to be from Chatzois. He says it can't be 7 p.m., you're not allowed to make a fire. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? Make a fire off me Tyson. Says the Gemara, oh, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold off me Tyson. Because if Rabbi Kiva held of mitoich, yeah, what would he say?
Burn.
He would tell you to burn it. What do you mean? Over here it says, I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't say to do that. And we paskin mitoich, halacha l'maisa, and halacha l'maisa, we say cover with a kli. There are many truths, but starting what we're doing according to Tyson Shubas, it's beautiful. According to Tyson Shubas, why don't we implement mitoich and burn it? Sans it derabban or deraisa? What? Long with muksa. Rabbi Kiva, muksa is a derabban, Rabbi Kiva is before the kind of muksa. Rabbi Kiva, it's a beautiful terror. There are other parts, but it's a beautiful terror. Yeah, better. You're right. I'm sorry, yeah, no, I bet. Rabbi Kiva was talking Shad in the Pusik before the Cheshbinus of Muksa. When you want to say.
That's not what I mean. I mean, that's what I mean. When the Icarus Man in the Avamina.
That's another terror. I know. There's another terror. I don't want to do that yet. Yeah, excellent. But right now, I'm still in the Muksa along with Muksa. It's a beautiful thing. Rabbi Kiva wasn't dealing with Muksa. So, Rabbi Kiva, it's not a what's it called? Any other solutions according to Tysus to avoid muksa? Because remember, according to Tysus, if you can bypass muksa, we will let you burn it even if you're dealing with a derabbanan. What? That's still muksa. In laws with muksa, we are very, very careful about muksa. Again, I don't know enough about Hilchos muksa. Why can't you burn it? Why can't you burn it without moving it?
Use it as a comb.
That's another teretz that Chassam Sofer says that when Rabbi Kiva didn't hold of mitoich, it's because the mitoich was going to be you were going to use it as a coal and wait till it becomes sharp and then use it for cooking. But then the Rabbanan they made a takana not to do that, and that's another teretz. I have many to why daf hey is a steer to daf av. As explained in Chassam Sofer. But you know what?
Well, when you burn it moves.
There are those that say that when you burn it, it moves. There are those that say that you're not allowed to do anything to muksa. You're not allowed to even. It's an Ezer Neshet. I don't know this. Yeah. Okay, that was the Muksa thing, sans Muksa. Now, all the way at the other end, Ketzer Mishnah V'Das Rambam. Ketzer Mishnah V'Das Rambam learns that the sugya here is going by a doiraisa. And the Ketzer Mishnah asks, so Gaval, what about Nitoich? And then the Ketzer Mishnah does in the first part of the stickle, a big problem. He makes a few rules in mitoich, but flat out mitoich rules. He says mitoich doesn't work even if it's not for food, but it has to be some kind of physical pleasure. Hana, or it's got to be a tzairuch, and the tzairuch of being over tashbisa was not enough of a tzairuch, and all kind of things like that. That is a direct concrete wall against afhemades. I don't know what to say. If you're coming up flat out, mitoich doesn't apply here. On Hayamidbeis, it says Mitaych does apply. It says Rabbi Kiva didn't hold of Mitaych. If he held of Mitaych, he would have done it. Then the Kesef Mishnah changes mode, quotes the Toysing Subis, asks, are the Rabbanon the Kemuksa is going to stop you from dealing with it, the Raisa the Kabbal Yirah? So he says, yeah, first of all, Chachamim Asu Chizik L'Devrayim, in English we call that long of Muksa. Then he even adds another thing. If you're going to choose the cover with a Kli, watch this. You are passively being over of the rice of the Kabbal Yirah dozens of times. But if you're going to get involved, you're going to actively do muksa once. That's worse. Again, your choice. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to cover the kli, and you're going to take it out of your house and burn it on Mitzi Yantin. What are you doing these next few hours? Dramatic. It's a case that you didn't even do bitl into the raisa. Preferably to be over the oinus. That was his haisafa. Because Chazal, the oinus is Chazal. They're telling you not to do it. Thank you. But the ba'inus, passively, be over, the right stick about your own dozens of times, is better than...
It's only ba'inus when we set up these rules.
We're setting up the rules. That's the other end of it. That's the other shita, but that's what the shita says. And then the Kesef Mishnah brings one more thing from Rabbeinu Menoyach. Reish Nemes Rabbeinu Menoyach. Rabbeinu Menoyach says, and again, I'm going to have technical things with it. They're assuming that you have to move the muksa somewhere, the chametz, and then burn it. So it's not the idna. There's a few minutes that you're being over on muksa before you're getting to burn it. Again, why can't you blow torch without moving it? Tiltum and atzad, shimish to shimish, whatever things, fancy things you're recording for. Shvas to shvas, that also. What?
Before that, there are bundles of masakhe.
No, that was your gosh, I hear, I know.
When they're being masakhe,
they took that into consideration.
To as far as possible from a
dagger. I hear.
Right here, where we're dealing with a more serious
thing. Excellent gosh. I hear, and that would have been the other side. There's other sheets like that. The Kesef Mishnah says, no, we factored it the other way. But I want to just get back. Rabbeinu Menoyach says, we're worried about the fact that it's not Be'idna, which is a pella. Who cares if it's not Be'idna? Who cares if it's not Be'idna? Be'idna is like a rule in Esed Echeloysa, so you have to be at the same time. Where does Be'idna come in with this factor? Foreign Musagim. The Achrayim say, you put up what?
He's not bothered by minutes he's going to take.
No, the 17 minute thing with the fire, that's never our problem. Because that's your being misasik with the Havara. I spoke to that.
Yeah. So is it for the three plus beer?
No, whoa. Kedushin, wow, okay. He's a metal. Yeah, I have to think about it. I hear. I hear, it's a Havara. There is another mahalach again to salvage that hey. I don't know if the other copying the Knech on that hey. The Gemara dramatically said, it must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Mitoich Bechlal. He just doesn't hold it. Because if he held of Mitoich, then he wouldn't say, oh, Tashbisu's at 7 o'clock. He would say, do it right then and burn it on the other. Rabbeinu Dovid, and this other Rishonim, and the Magen Avraham brings this far also. In that system, the Iker's man of Tashbisu would be at 7 o'clock. That's a Mitoich. That's a Tzorah. That's what you said. And then Avad, if Rabbi Kiva even minimally held a mitoich, he would deliver on the goods and not push it back 6 hours. Here we're dealing, it's 14 hours later, it's the middle of Yontif, you found a piece of chametz. Here, it's not the dramatic bi'itoy of Vizmanoi. That level of tzairuch of doing a mitoich, we're not going to do. Now, again, restart. There's another mahal here in the sugi from the tour. There's a tour, and then he brings his brother Rabbi Yechiel. Very interesting, Maisa, what's going on. Same story, different result. We'll listen to your system. 10 o'clock in the morning, first day of Yontif. Rabbi said, when you do this sugi, we're always cheshbening. Sai, if it would be a deraisa, we're having fun it. Sai, if it would be a deraisa, the ayin that he has, for whatever reason, not done bittel. Sai, if it's the rabbanon cover, you're acting on both ends. And we're saying, bottom line, it says you cover with a kli. You're not burning it. You're waiting for Mitzi Yontif. The question was why? Taisis and Subis, long live Muksa. If you would bypass Muksa, he would let you burn it, even if it was a derabbanon. Of the Rishayim, the Kesef Mishnah was bringing, no, we have issues with Mitoich, that it's not a Tzairach and you can't burn it. Tor, Nufshat. He says, Muksa is the least of my problems. I would find any solution. Getting it out of the house, crumbling it, throwing it into the water. All those things would work. There's one thing you can't do, though, fire. Because daddy holds, there's no Mitoich. So he says, that's what he says, why are you covering it with a kli? Like, get... There's 27,862 seconds left of Bal Yirah here till the night. Be'oinus, yeah? But why are you waiting? Crumble it, send it with a guy, give it to a dog, whatever. He says, no. The best way to do tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is with fire. The importance of waiting in order to do the tashbisu of fire is more important than anything else. Keep it covered. I know there's a be'oinis. Well, I know, one second. I know there's a be'oinis, bal yirah, doy reis, the kol rega v'rega. And I do have muksa solutions, shvus, whatever I have, but I want to save it because I want to do the fire on my tziyantif. Fregen d'achroinen. That's the groyser glick just because of the fire. I know tashbisu, the best way of doing tashbisu. But the emes is, yes, as I state in the Torah. Then he brings Rabbi Yechiel, who argues, he says muksa and the whole one. Amar le'ayla Rabbi Yehuda, lo'i matzah eitzim l'sarfai, gemara daf chav zayin. Yeah, Yosef Batel. What have we been saying ever since so far? Why is it Yosef Batel? L'chayra he should do bittel. L'chayra he should, what did we ask yesterday? Chach, take it out of the house on yesterday's front. There's a new word here according to the Torah. Yosef Batel. He'll wait till he gets the wood. Hello, on Yontif. When you're not getting wood, and even if you find wood, you're going to have to wait. We're telling you to keep it covered with a kli, just to worry about shalaya v'lachla, because your agenda that you want to burn it and be mekayem tashbisu with the spitz oifen is so important. That's a very good glick from Yosef Batel. But what's the pshat? The pshat is tashbisu and bal yirah. Rav Nochum said, is a package.
You're
going to
say
that Erev Yantif too? No, mamash not. But when, no, over there is Erev Yantif. I know, one second. But let's stick to our singing first. Good point. I want to get to that maybe. It, when you find it on Yontif, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. There might be muksa bypass options. There might be a guy, a dog, a tiltel min a tzad, min a rochek, min a karek. But we want to wait for fire. And fire you can't do. Not because you don't have wood. Because we don't hold it mitaych. And the Torah says, yeah, you'll wait. You'll watch for Einus to bow your up, slip through. And I think that's a tzushtel to the guy who on Erev Pesach can't find wood. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger! On Erev Pesach, it's just a question of not finding wood. Okay, so then destroy it some other way. How could you tell me because of the fire, but you're being over Bal Yirah? It's a crazy zach. He says, Bal Yirah there, Bal Yirah starts at the night. You play that game. It's over there, the Gemara is going on Erev Pesach. He says, what about the Isser of Tashbisu? It's going to Isra of Tashbisu. But if there's an agenda that Tashbisu says you're supposed to burn it, so that's preferable.
So if I find Chometz on Chol Moed and I don't have wood now, I should not do the other. I find
wow. If you Hamoitze Chometz b'Chol Moed, but then what's Eitzel L'Sarfi? What would Rabbi Yehuda say? So it would be totally in Rashi twice on your days, because Rashi says that once it's after this month, then it's as possessive.
I know I'm getting firewood tomorrow.
Even if you don't know, maybe you'll get. I don't know how far it goes. Maybe even the Suffolk. There is another plan, though. Did we speak this out? When you're covering it with the kli at 10 o'clock in the morning on the first day of Yontif, and we're dramatically asking, but prat, if you didn't do bittul, there's a dairais in the kabbal yirah kol rega v'rega. But there's also a tois, and we've said things already. Muksa's out, we'll live muksa, sreif is a great agenda. There's a tois on chavtes. Ma shechometz al menas levaroi. Is that what you meant, that when you're covering kli, you're starting the process of the burning? You meant Taisan Chavtes? What? No, because that's a new knesh. That even when you're just covering with the kli and getting ready, you're sachakot preparing it because you want to be mashach chametz amanas lavari. Maybe that would be a solution. Now, no, it's a different, it's a cousin, it's not the same part. It's two different parts. Now, a few things we have to talk about. First of all, we have to talk about Shabbos. Everything ditto on this sugya, when you find it on Shabbos. If the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, the Kol Moed is Shabbos. If it's the last day of Pesach, last day of Pesach might be different. Because last day of Pesach, what are you going to do after Yontif? If it's the first day of Yontif, so you'll burn it. It's still Pesach to burn it. After Yontif, not so pushy. But I want to come from a different angle. There's a fascinating kasha from the Chok Yaakov. A fascinating kasha from the Chok Yaakov. Bezer Hashem, I'm very excited that there's a sugi coming up on the above of the base. Bezer Hashem, we're going to get there as soon as we can. Haboidik, Tzorach Shiyavatel. Even if someone does bedika and beer, and he's not a malach, but he did his best job, he should also do bittul. You know, we also talked about on the base that Hamavatel, someone that does bittul, shouldn't rely on bittul. He should also do bedika. What was that? Machlaikis Rashi Toises. Rashi, there might be a flaw in the bittul. And Tosfos Shavi Yavi Lachli. But what about this? Habayis Rav Shivata. What does the Gemara say? We don't know Pshat in the Gemara, but we know what the Gemara says. Shami Yimtza Guski Yofa. And what does Guski Yofa mean? We're going to talk about it on the phone. When we get there, Beis Rav Shem, as soon as we can. Frek the Chok Yaakov. And I'll probably speak out this Chok Yaakov again then. But Frek the Chok Yaakov. I have a great basic, mamish basic reason why Erev Yontov, when a guy's doing Gdikin Beer, and he's a thorough guy, he's a Yeti, he's really clean. I mean, he says, there's no chance you're going to find nothing here. I have a great reason why you should do Bittul. Because on the tzaddik you find chametz on yontif, you're going to have a whole shtickle Torah to be masber while you're casually waiting with a kli covering it. Laini by kosher, if you'll find it on Shabbos, and you know, we've been kvetching over here, muktzah, mitayich, this, but there's going to be an issue. Didn't you realize that in the beginning of this year we said there would be a difference if you were dealing with a deraisatical level problem or a derabonatical level problem? So ditto. So that should be a reason why you should do bittul. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Havoy Dixarach Shivatel, Shema Yimtzi Biyomtif, Viyitzarach Lahalach Lachasis Bekli, as opposed to doing the real deal here thing.
That wouldn't help. The whole case we're hoping for is it's not true,
and I'll explain it when we do Gluski Yafa. The Emes says, this Chok Yaakov is not fair. When we do Gluski Yafa, and we'll appreciate more the nuances of what exactly Gluski Yafa meant, it didn't mean what the Chok Yaakov said, we'll see there, and then we'll appreciate the Kasha that, why did the Gemara have to say what it said over there? Why didn't it say what the Chok Yaakov is saying? That it's Kedai to do Bittul, so you should avoid the Koif and all of a Sakli. Now again, still getting into various other options, what possibly you might do. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, first day Yom Tif, maybe Shab Soso, assuming not. You ask yourself, are we doing with Bittul or without Bittul? And we started talking about burning it, getting it out of the house, and we have to deal with Muksa, Toichin, Vechulei. Rabbeinu Menoyach says, and I mentioned it already, the reason why, he doesn't say long live Muksa, he says Muksa is only the Rabbanon. Okay, shmear the Muksa, just get it to a place where the fire is. He says, no, it's not Be'idna. Those few minutes of transferring it, it's not Be'idna. Frek Rabbi Kveger, like, who cares? We're not going to get Esedech HaLaisitzin. Rabbi Kveger says a pilpul atzah. I don't have it right, I apologize. But he says like this. He says, the emes is you should be able to burn it. Because Mitoyev should say you have a big need to burn it. But you don't have a big need to burn it. Because there's another solution. You could do pure v'zayir l'ruach. You could crumble it. And the fact that you could crumble it, it does not let you burn it. Now, all of a sudden, the rules change. With the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to crumble it. Because crumbling it involves touching it. Gloves is going to help for you till 2 minutes, I think. Rabbi Kveger assumes no. So he says, this is a meiritical lumbus, Rabbi Kveger. Okay, on a deraisatical level, we will not let you burn it because you say, hey, Rabbi Yid, you have an option of pir v'zayir l'ruach. And if you have pir v'zayir l'ruach, don't do fire. Don't play with fire. He says, grada now, you can't do pir v'zayir l'ruach. Because it's muksa. And muksa doesn't let you do pirv zayir l'ruach. And muksa, long live muksa, stops you from doing pirv zayir l'ruach. But in spite of the fact that the rabbanon are not letting you do pirv zayir l'ruach, the efshar l'kayim shneim that you could have done pirv zayir l'ruach still is going to disallow fire. It's a big chiddush. The fact that in principle there's an option of pirv zayir l'ruach remains to be varnished. That's part of the sibikvegas. I didn't do justice to it. That's part of that, what this Rabbi Kveger is. That's part of what this Rabbi Kveger is. Yom Tov Sheni shall galis and chutz starts to keep 2 days Yontif. So first of all, Stamos, you found the chametz on the first day of Yontif. You cover it with a kli. When are you going to burn it? As soon as the first day of Yontif is over, before you do the yaknahaz, whatever you do in the second night, or do you wait till moitz Yontif Sheni? And who have been b'chlal on the tzad? Do you wait till moitz? If you find chametz on Yontif Sheni. It's a big machlokes of Paisa, and the Mishabura brings, it's in the Marmon Kaimis, the Mishabura brings, it depends. Are we dealing with a Dairaisa or the Rabban? If we're dealing with a Dairaisa, meaning for whatever reason it's a case that you have not done Bittul, and there's a Dairaisa Dikabal Yura pressing on you, then burn it on Yom Tov Sheni. And more than that, if you found it on Yom Tov Rishon right away, for the second night of Chag Gadir, then, before the Seder, burn Muksa out of the house, burn it, the whole picture of this. If you're dealing with a new way, place in the Sugya with this is the factor. If you would be dealing with a Dairaisa, in the case of being you didn't do Bittul, then Moitzi Yom Tov Rishon, even though it's Yom Tov, right away, take it out, burn it, all the connections. If you're dealing with a Drabbana because you already did Bittul, then he says, wait even all of them to Moitzi Yom Tov Sheni. And then the Mishnah Berurah starts dealing B'cholifim with various other solutions, maybe give it to a dog, this one. And if someone has pshat, Taichat Varim, he brings an option of giving it to a goy, and I quote in the Sharatzin, if someone has pshat, he says, there are those that say, maybe give it to a goy, the goy should bring it to the river. He says, that's not a good idea. Wait, maybe the guy won't do it and he'll eat it instead.
What's the problem with the guy?
I know, one second. What just happened? Again, the Sharatzin says, it wasn't the Ramban. Yeah, the Sharatzin says, it's not such a smart idea to rely on the guy that you're going to tell, he's going to tell you, he's going to send it to the river. He might stiff you and eat it instead. Okay. Oh, the Yerushalmi of Hano! Without a Chatzal Abramsky's snakes, you're doing it to the, what's it called? Yeah, next.
He's going to owe you now. You have to say.
Oh, you don't want him to owe you? Okay, you're making a collection, yeah? What's the push-up shot in the Sharatzin? He's only going to eat part of it. He's going to keep part of it. He's not going to take it to the river. He's going to eat it. He'll keep it. He'll eat it. So then it's good. Then it's mechil of the mother. No, so then what's the problem? The Sharatzin is saying it is a problem. Shear is over. The Sharatzin is saying it is a problem. He's saying you can't give it over. You can't.
Will there be a problem with
Leisachanim? What? Yeah, I don't know if he means the Leisachanim.
No, because even if he leaves our average, if I give chametz to a guy,
yeah,